All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Podmas Day 20.
Oh, we're almost there.
5 days left. Actually, technically, I guess it will be five because we're doing one on Christmas Eve and for Christmas. So.
Oh, we are?
Yeah. I think it's going to end on the 25th.
Oh.
25 days. Yeah.
Oh, damn. Okay.
Yeah.
Surprise.
Five days left. But it's okay because we both record these.
Yeah, it's fine. Everything's fine.
Everything's great.
I'm
not
gravy.
Really great here in Nova Scotia, but you know.
It's fine.
I actually had to edit out me saying on a past Podmas, like, COVID's not that bad here. I had to cut it because I was like, it's getting bad.
Yeah, we jinxed it. Whoopsies.
It's gotten,
oopsie poopsies.
It's gotten real bad.
But we're pulling through. And it's kind of a weird time because things are shutting down anyways for Christmas. But things are shutting down early because of COVID. Everyone's going to be with their family anyway. It's just such a
weird thing where... So things aren't... We're not in a lockdown, but I guess like there's more restrictions now. And because of our case numbers, I think just people in general are like, we're going to stay in, you know?
Might be best to stay in.
Some people aren't.
Some people like, whatever, I'm sick of this.
But honestly, like, I don't really... get overly mad at people that still go out to eat.
It's not affecting me, so really
it's not affecting. Like my thing is like, yeah, if you're doing stuff like that, just make sure you're getting tested constantly
exactly. And
limiting your contact. So if you're hanging out with like friends that you always see, you know, it's different from, you know, jumping around to host parties where it's like you're mixing with people and stuff. Like, it's just also, all about being responsible.
If you don't have immune compromised family members or like somebody in your life, it's a little bit different. But like if you do, you're still doing that.
Everyone is different.
Everyone's
and
different.
And everyone has different
Try
lives.
Try not to judge.
And it's just we are all it's a very similar feeling. And I don't know exactly when. The like second mini lockdown happened in 2020, but there was around this time we definitely went into a because I remember precisely like doing a show at Sunday Silly's, and like right after that show, like comedy stopped for the rest of December and then came back in January. Because we had a surge. So it feels very familiar and it just sucks because it is the holidays and like you want to be getting together with people. You want to be like we want to have gatherings. We want to go out to eat. Like and now it's, you know, we just kind of have to pump the brakes a bit.
That's fine though. We need to pump the brakes a bit, especially around this time. But I had a customer come in. They were like, yeah, it's almost like they don't want us to see our family. I'm like, I don't think that's it, bro. It's almost like the government doesn't want us to see our families. So I was like, I don't think that's it. This is not how it is.
No, it's just I don't know. This is just the world we're in right now, and we're at the mercy of this thing. And just get tested regularly. Get a bunch of home tests.
Get your vaccines. Get your boosters when you can. Do your thing.
And like I went for a test on Saturday, just so I knew because I was going to be seeing family, and I was like, I'd rather know. Get a bunch of home tests. Do them every couple days. You know, like just be responsible, everybody.
Yes. My work does daily tests now too, just because we see so many people in a day. Even though like we're done, because at first it was just for people who weren't vaccinated, but now that everybody at work is vaccinated, they're like, yeah, we're just gonna do it just to be
safe. They all get vaccinated?
Yes,
thank God.
Yeah, I know, it's so much better.
That's so much better.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is I guess like our motivational Monday, and this will be our last one.
Womp womp.
The last one for Podmas. And speaking of your work, you have kind of a positive thing to talk about that.
Yeah. I just really appreciate because I had a crazy week and it's just nice to see some appreciation for having the stuff that I dealt with, if that makes any sense.
Mm.
Because I know some places when you like put in hard work, they don't really recognize it.
Mm.
But like I had a situation at work this week where like I was just overworked. My boss is really good about it. He bought me breakfast. He bought me coffee. He gave me a paid day off when he wasn't really supposed to pay me. But yeah, they seemed really appreciative for what I did for them. So
that's really nice.
Yeah.
Especially around Christmas.
Like, exactly.
It's just generally like a busy time right now.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be chill, but it's very busy for a lot of people.
Yeah, it's busy up until like the 24th, right? And then after that kind of like dies down a bit.
It feels like that.
Yeah.
Which is weird because like my break is the week of Christmas and then we're actually back to work, I guess, the Tuesday after Christmas. So the 28th we're back.
Okay.
And then we'd have another long weekend the weekend of New Year's.
I think that's how it works for us too.
Yeah.
We're back on the 28th and then we work until, I don't even know if we're open on New Year's Eve because they don't have any appointments that day for some reason.
Oh, okay.
But we're open. It's kind of weird. But then I have the long weekend, so that's going to be nice.
It's just, I really like this time for me specifically because I am so go all the time.
Yeah.
And it's kind of nice at the end of the year to slow the fuck down, sleep, get cozy, stay in, like, spend just time. Cozy up.
Yes, I love cozy.
And I usually need to be forced into taking nights off. So I'm not minding this right now.
Yeah.
I'm very sad for the people who are sick, but I'm never going to be one to complain when
things shut down.
I have an absolute reason to stay in.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So,
and don't feel guilty about anything and not having to worry about anything. It's just
kind of really nice. I'm actually really looking forward to this Christmas. Maybe it's the antidepressants talking.
Who knows?
Maybe I'm getting happier or something.
Wow. Would love that for you.
Trying my best. But I mean, I definitely feel like I was tested this time around this weekend because my period's coming and I tend to get very depressed right before my period. Painfully depressed. I felt it coming and I noticed that it was like slightly better than normal.
Oh, good.
So I was like, maybe that's a good sign. I'm trying to keep track of like how things have changed since I've been on the meds.
Yeah.
Because like I do have a follow-up with my doctor and I have to really think like, are they working or are they not?
Yeah.
And my whole thing is like, I'd like to give them more time. Like, it, you know, it's like a guy where you're like, you're kind of iffy about the guy and you're like, I just want to give him another chance, you know, to prove himself.
I just need a little bit. I don't know.
That's kind of where I'm at with the meds where I'm like, nothing's like drastically different.
I think it like is just gonna slowly change, which is better than drastically changing, right? Because then you can handle it better, and then that's how something's working. Because the slower something works, the better it works.
Hopefully,
yeah.
Hopefully that's the case. What else is there to talk about? So I'm also very appreciative of having a break around Christmas. Something that my work essentially did, gave us the week off. And even though we're not supposed to be working, I'll be working a little bit, but like, it's not, it's essentially a vacation, which is,
that's awesome.
Wonderful. I'm very much so appreciate it. Cause your girl likes to sleep and it's really, really nice to go to bed and know that you don't have to be up at 7.
Yep.
Like you could, but you don't have to be.
Exactly. You have the choice. You have the options.
But my circadian rhythm isn't too bad right now because I am still naturally waking up early in the morning.
Yeah.
And I think I'm going to try over this break not sleeping in too much.
Oh, man.
So I might give myself until 9.
I can only sleep in until like 8 or 9 anyways. And then like I have to get up.
That's kind of where
otherwise,
I want to get to.
I will sleep all day.
I kind of want to get to that point. We'll see what happens. But actually, we had a really fun serotonin-induced evening. You and I went to the Evergreen Festival, like we talked about it in a previous episode.
And the lights are really pretty. It was really fun.
It was last night to see it, and I was freezing.
I didn't mind doing stuff like that because it's outside, and like I could avoid people.
Yeah, it's outside is pretty safe. I think that's, I mean, like if you're at like a friggin' concert, like
it's
barreled in with, you know, not moving around and being really close to people, I think that's different. But I think outside is fairly safe.
And people were like spread out enough too that I didn't feel weird about it, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, I didn't feel weird about it.
Yeah.
And I mean, like, there's always gonna be some risk, but I think it's generally speaking a really cool thing that they did down there. So like having vendors there, they lit everything up. They had a Ferris wheel.
They had little like what would you call them? Like walkthroughs that were lit up.
Little paths.
Yeah.
The lights themselves were just like, I just They're love stunning. Christmas lights.
Me too.
It's like
they need to have them up all winter.
They do,
especially like nowadays. You know.
Yeah, I really like stuff like that. And I really liked, I just felt very happy.
Yeah.
Seeing families out, seeing people out being happy. I don't know, it's just really, really nice.
I love the Public Gardens display.
Oh, yeah. We also went to the Public Gardens. Pretty. We ran into Travis and Lauren. Shout out to them. And hijacked their date. And said, we're going to go with you.
I was like, should we, though?
I was like, I don't even know these people. I didn't even ask. We walked around Public Gardens, and that was really cool. It did feel like a drug trip to me. I was like, this feels like a forest on acid right now with all the colors. And it was really, really cool,
though. Yeah.
And that's actually going to be around until January, I believe.
Good.
The Public Garden stuff, yeah.
That's exciting.
Yeah. So that was very nice and serotonin inducing.
Sarah's got some serotonin.
We did. We needed it. Yes. We were lacking it.
Yes, queen.
And we did it. I wanted to mention something that I heard on another podcast that stuck with me. And I think that this is something good for people to hear, especially around this time of year where it can be easy. Well, number one, I just want to say Christmas is really fucking hard on a lot of people. Like people who aren't close with their families or maybe don't have family, or if you're feeling lonely, like whatever it is, like I feel like it just increases at Christmas because it's like you're supposed to be happy. Look you're at all these other happy people. But then you're not happy.
Yeah.
And you're seeing other people be happy and you're like, I don't have that. And it's just it can be a really hard time. But it does actually get to me too. But I keep trying to just be grateful for the little things in my life. Like my Mindy cat.
Oh, sweet baby. Yeah. Oh my God. Do you see how she's sleeping right now?
Yes. She's a very, very pristine lady.
I love her.
But one thing that I am, it can also be a stressful time, you know, with shopping, getting the gifts for everybody. It's this kind of, and also like there's a lot of stress and people who are entertaining, like, you know, I have to cook all this food. I
mean,
it just can be a stressful time. At least that's how it has been for me. One thing I heard, it's kind of related to gratitude, which is anytime that you say, I have to do this, like I have to go grocery shopping, I have to get my tires changed, I have to cook this dinner for a bunch of people. You change it to I get to.
Oh, yeah. Where did I hear that?
I heard on Nikki Glaser's podcast.
Oh, maybe that's where I heard it.
It is something that like I don't know that's where they got changing. It from. But is it? Yeah, I thought so too. I thought that was a really cool kind of exercise in being appreciative.
It. Yeah.
Because I can get resentful. That's kind of a feeling that I feel a lot. Mm-hmm. And I have to, like, even with like podcast stuff, if I don't necessarily want to do it, I still just change it to this is what I get to do. How cool is this that I have this thing that I can put out and people can hear it, like rather than I have to do this thing, like just changing your language, I think is so important to do.
Yeah.
So do that at home, people listening. If you ever get resentful or you're feeling like you're taking on too much, I don't know. Just change it to
I get to take a shit. Not that have to.
Even if it's something, you can usually put a positive spin on even the shittiest things.
I get to.
Don't murder people, though.
I get to kill this person.
No, don't do that.
Oh, fine. Good for you. You go, girl. No, don't do that. Don't do that.
But like, even if like you lost someone, like say like someone close to you died, like the spin you could put on it would be like, I had this close relationship that I get to miss now.
Yeah.
Versus that not having anything.
Exactly. I get to have these memories.
I get to have, yeah.
I get to have, yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
And it does suck, like, if you're going through heartbreak, I mean, you could think of it as, I now get to learn a lesson, you know, to make me a better.
Yeah. That one's a little bit more difficult to deal with, that's for sure, but yeah.
Just try to.
Exactly.
Try to do it. Got anything else, girl?
I want to talk about how cool it is for me to be on this podcast. I get to be on this podcast after being a fan for so long.
Yes, you get to be.
I was going through my Instagram memories and it was like this long story about how I wanted to start my own podcast.
Oh, it was on Instagram?
Yeah.
Like a post or a story?
It was like in my stories, but like it's like a post story type of thing.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, I just need help. I need someone to help me with my podcast, blah, 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 blah. I really want to start one. And then, yeah. And now here I am.
Oh my God, that's so sweet.
Yeah. So it's kind of...
And you should still start. I mean, Intoxicated is a team effort now, but like...
Yeah.
But like...
And I like doing Intoxicated with you.
But the cool thing about podcasts is like, if you wanted to do your own, like there's so many ways you could do a podcast.
Yeah.
That like, it's not something that like... Like, you don't have to be boxed in with podcasting.
Exactly. And now I know how everything works. Like, you've taught me so much since the time, like, I started this, right? So,
yes.
You've given me so much experience. And now, if I did start my own podcast, I wouldn't be so lost. Yeah. I wouldn't want to, though, because I'm doing this with you.
Aw. I'm very grateful for you on this podcast, because it's so nice to have, like, a sounding board and, like... just like a partner in crime kind of thing.
Yeah.
So yeah, very, very thankful for that. Just a big love fest.
I'm thankful
here.
For your friendship.
I'm very grateful for your friendship, because if you haven't heard, I've become a big introvert, and also like I just find I just find like making plans with people to be hellish with most people in my life, but with you it's very easy. It's like, do you want to do this thing? And you either say yeah, or you say no, I can't, but want to do this and this. Like, it's just very like,
I'm never like, no, Sarah.
It's easy to make plans with you because you want to do things, you want to hang out, you know, you're good at telling me like when you can't hang out, but then you always find a way to like, I don't know. I don't know, the scheduling game can be make friendships really hard.
Yeah.
So I'm grateful to have you to be someone that I can do things with.
Yeah.
Because I find getting together with anybody else to be more difficult.
It is. Yeah. It's nice that we're so close. Like, we live so close to each other too.
We do. That
makes it easier. Yeah.
That really, really helps. Just for logistics and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I guess I'll leave you guys on this one, which is, today is my 10-year singleversary.
Woo woo.
This is the exact day 10 years ago that I poured a beer in a girl's face because she, my boyfriend was in love with her. I don't really know what happened, but I'm assuming that there was cheating. You know, like, I found my boyfriend with another woman, threw a beer in her face, kicked him out of my apartment. Then proceeded to try to get him back throughout the month of December. From like December 19th to New Year's Eve. New Year's Eve was like the night when I realized, oh no, this is over. Because he was like spending New Year's Eve with her. And then he moved out and my life changed forever. And that was like the person that I thought I was going to marry. So that was 10 years ago.
Oh,
I am over. Like, it might not sound like I'm over it, but I am very much so over the situation. But it was like a turning point for me. But, like, I always think about, like, just the sheer amount. Like, that's a long time.
That's...
A decade is a long time to not be in a relationship.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about it today while talking to another girlfriend. And I was just like, I feel really lucky that I now know so much about myself and have grown so much personally on my own that... It's hard for me to be like, I'm really trying to embrace the fact that I've been alone for 10 years versus get mad about it or get sad about it. It's really hard to do that.
Absolutely.
Because it's really easy to see that number and go, oh, I'm doomed.
You never know, though.
You never know. But like, also, it's like, I've really been through the ringer with like self-love and getting to know myself. And I feel like way less of a dumbass now with men. And I feel like I'm just so much more well-equipped now to like go about dating.
Yeah.
That I'm very thankful for the time I spent alone. But I found an article that was interesting. And it is called Alone, Not Lonely, How to Make the Most of Involuntary Me Time, which I love that they said that, involuntary me time, because I think that there's this thing going on right now, which is great, which is like women are choosing to be alone. You know, like, they might have a boyfriend, they might dump their boyfriend and go like, okay, I'm being alone. But we don't often hear the story of like, no, I was like forced into it. Like,
yeah. Like, no, I'm alone because like I haven't found someone.
I'm alone because I've really, really wanted, like, for me, it's just been like, I really, really want someone. And now I'm finally to a point where I'm going, I don't know if I need it, because like, I am so comfortable by myself that like it doesn't feel like a need anymore. More like, a want.
That's excellent. Yeah, I really love that.
Some people might not believe me, but I feel like it's there, especially over the last 2 years. I feel like I've gotten there. But this article talks about, I guess, like it just talks about like how like loneliness affects the body. This is interesting. It says here, another study from 2020 made a fascinating find. When we feel lonely, the same brain region that lights up when we experience hunger becomes activated. So in other words, we actually feel hungry for human contact. So like it's actually like a hunger thing when you're that lonely, which is crazy. So there's some just like tips that they gave in here about being alone. Like one thing was focus on what you can control. I can't stress this enough. This is such an important thing. Focus on what you can control. Like, because so many people get lost in, why did this person do this? Why is this happening?
Why did they back up their ex?
Yeah.
Why are they posting pictures with her? Why aren't they talking to me? Why did they block me?
Yep. Why? And again, it's putting you in, I hate saying it, but like the victim mentality a bit.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which is like, you might be someone who did everything right in the situation and did not deserve that treatment. But at the end of the day, you have to focus on what you can control. You can control you. Like, you're the driver of your life. Like, I always think about that because I go, oh, this sucks that this happened, but like, what can I do now to make myself feel better? And a lot of times, like, it's like, yeah, block the person. Stop talking. Stop talking to the person.
Out of sight, out of mind. Bye.
Yeah, do something. You know, like, it says here, like, you know, focus on your diet, focus on sleep, exercising. These are all things that you can control that actually, like, will help you with your mental health. I know it's, like, easier said than done sometimes. Like even this, like, so there's a quote in here. It says, for those who are lonely, taking control of environments can feel empowering, especially tidying a space to be less cognitively taxing and more open. So like cleaning your room feels damn good to like clean your room, or like doing the dishes in the sink.
Yeah.
It's like small, tiny little things that will just like make you feel better. This other one is obviously engage in pleasurable activities. So yeah, do the things that make you happy, bitch.
Be happy, bitch.
And don't let waiting for other people hold you back. Like you mentioned solo dates.
Yep.
Wanting to do a thing and just going out and doing it, not waiting for people.
Yep.
Like I told you tonight, because I'm thinking about my birthday weekend, I'm like, I'm going to find an Airbnb and I'm going to say this is how much it would be to come. But if you don't want to come, I'm going by myself. Bye.
Fuck you all. Bye.
You know, like just do the thing.
Yeah.
Don't wait for others to do it. And I love this one, which is rewrite your story.
Oof.
Which is like shifting your perspective on like your life. And like that's something I've had to do with this whole 10-year thing, where I go like, oh my God, it's been a hard 10 years, but like I'm really trying to take it as like, holy shit, the knowledge I've gained.
Yeah.
And the self-awareness and the independence. I'm so grateful for it.
Yeah.
At this point. So yeah, that's just kind of a cheesy way to end the episode, but I just thought if anyone's feeling
that
loneliness is a bitch. And I think the point I want to leave everything on is like so much of why you feel shitty is because of fucking social media. Social media makes
oh my God.
Everything seem perfect. You're seeing pictures of couples all the time. You're seeing what you think are like perfect relationships. And the fact is like they're not perfect.
Plus society makes you think that you have to do things by a certain age. It's like, oh, you need to be married at a certain age. You need to have kids by a certain age. You need to be successful by a certain age. But that's not the case at all.
We get there when we get there. And I think that there's going to be a surge of women like in this day and age that are not getting married, not having kids, remaining single. And it's going to be a new fucking movement, baby.
Yes.
And you want to know what? Proud to be part of it. So even though I do have massive baby fever right now.
I do too, but I'm PMSing, so that'll go away.
We have reasons why we do that, everybody. But yeah, this was a wonderful episode. I kind of got on my soapbox a bit, but you want to know what? It is what it is. It's a daily podcast. I can't always do that on a regular episode. So there you go.
So there we go.
So that's it. Day 20 Pomus is done.
Bye.
Bye. See you tomorrow.
Talk to you tomorrow.
See you next time.
Hear us tomorrow?
Yeah. Talk at you tomorrow.
Talk at you tomorrow.
T-T-A-Y.
Never mind.
Maybe.